Marketing maven Kelly Jones wreaks havoc on launch director Cole Davis's already difficult task. When the White House deems the mission too important to fail, the countdown truly begins. This is Fly Me to the Moon. This is a film that was released in 2024, and I think it came out in the middle of July. It stars Scarlett Johansson as Kelly Jones, Channing Tatum as Cole Davis, Woody Harrelson as Mo Burkus, Ray Romano as Henry Smalls. This was pretty much a star-studded film. This was, in a way, it was a little bit of hinting at a romance slash almost a historical drama. You're thinking, is this real life? Is this really what happened? No point in the movie did they ever say this is based on true events, but one thing it did do was ride the line between conspiracy theories and we actually landed on the moon. So there's sort of this idea that some people have that we never landed on the moon. You have that conspiracy theorist, then you have the people that are like, oh no, we definitely did this. It took a lot of work and we definitely landed on the moon. This film bridged the gap between those, given maybe a reason for some of these conspiracy theories to have taken place or some idea. So the film so far, it's been out a couple months and it has grossed $40 million, which to me, it's a little disappointing. This movie ran for 2 hours and 12 minutes. What made this film work so well was sort of the relationship or the interactions, I think, between Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum, their characters, the way they bounced ideas off of each other or the way they interacted with each other. And it just really, really worked well. Without going into spoilers, I'm just going to give my quick review. I found this movie to be very entertaining. I really enjoyed it and I highly recommend it. And I think it's a film that the whole family could enjoy. I think it's one of the best films of the year. I would give Fly Me to the Moon 5 stars.